At the Girls State Softball Championships, the Atlantic softball team finally got their chance at a game at state yesterday, but they came up short to Davenport Assumption by a final of 11-3. Atlantic originally was scheduled to play on Tuesday, but all the games were moved back a day due to heavy rain and storms in Fort Dodge. Davenport Assumption jumped out to an early 3-0 lead in the first inning and tacked on another run in the second. Then they rattled off 4 runs in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 2 in the sixth, pushing their lead out to 11-0 before Atlantic scored 3 in the bottom of the sixth to keep the game alive. No runs by either team in the seventh brought that game to an 11-3 final. Davenport Assumption scored their 11 runs on 15 hits. They committed one error. Atlantic scored 3 runs. They had only 3 hits, and they really struggled in the field as they committed 7 errors in that ball game. Atlantic drops into the consolation bracket, and they'll play at noon today against CMB up at Harlan Rogers Sports Complex. And they'll play in either the fifth or seventh place game later this afternoon as well. Also in Class 3A quarterfinals yesterday, Solon beat CMB 8-5. Boyden Hall Rock Valley over Mount Vernon 7-1. Benton Community over Esterville Lincoln Central 9-0. Also yesterday in quarterfinal round action, it was in Class 2A, Logan Magnolia 7-6 winner over Central Springs. Great rally for Logan Magnolia late. Jenna Peschel belted a 3-run homer to help key a 6-run seventh inning that gave Loma that 1-run victory. Iowa City Regina beat North Union 7-3 in the other 2A quarterfinal. In Class 4A quarterfinals, it was Carlisle over Charles City 12-0. Boone beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 11-2. Fairfield downing Creston 5-1. Taylor Briley homered in the first, but Creston could get only one other hit off Ali Deo of Fairfield in that 5-1 loss yesterday. Oskaloosa beat Perry 3-1, also in 4A quarterfinal round play. Consolation action yesterday in Class 1A. New London beat West Harrison 5-3 in 8 innings. Belle Plaine over Charter Oak Ute 7-0. Fifth place game saw New London beating Belle Plaine 9-1. In the seventh place contest, Charter Oak Ute downing West Harrison 12-2. Also in Class 5A consolation, Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Davenport West 5-3, Indianola over Fort Dodge 6-3. Fifth place game saw Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Indianola 5-3. And the seventh place game, it was Davenport West over Fort Dodge by a 3-0 final. Now, the consolation round action for today looks like this. We mentioned in 3A, Atlantic will play CMB, and Mount Vernon will play Esterville Lincoln Central. Those games at noon. 4 o'clock will be the 5th and 7th place games. In 2A action today, Durant plays I-35, Central Springs versus North Union. Those games at 10 this morning. The 7th and 5th place games will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And in Class 4A, Charles City plays Bishop Heelan Catholic at 10 this morning. Creston faces Perry at noon. The 7th place game is at 2 this afternoon. The 5th place game will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, the semifinals also scheduled at the girls' tournament today in Class 4A. That'll start the day at 11 this morning as Carlisle will play Boone. Also in 4A at 1 o'clock, Fairfield plays Oskaloosa. In Class 3A action today at 11:30, Davenport Assumption plays Solon. At 1:30, Boyden Hall Rock Valley will play Benton Community. In Class 1A semis today, Akron Westfield plays Newell Fonda. That's a 3 o'clock game. At 5, Martinsdale St. Mary's faces Key. In Class 2A at 3:30, BCLUW will play Van Meter. At 5:30, Logan Magnolia will battle Iowa City Regina. And then tonight in 5A action, it'll be West Des Moines Valley versus Pleasant Valley at 7. Urbandale plays Johnston at 7:30 in the semis tonight. Boys substate baseball action yesterday saw both Nottoway Valley and Tri-Center advance to the state baseball tournament with victories in Class 1A. In substate finals, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 9-6, and it was Tri-Center over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1. Both teams moving into the state tournament. For Nottoway Valley, they'll play Newman Catholic in first-round state baseball tournament action, while Tri-Center is paired up with Don Bosco in first-round play. Class 2A substate finals last night, Kemper Catholic beating Clarinda 8-4. Kemper Catholic advancing to the state boys baseball tournament, where they will be paired against Collins Maxwell Baxter in first-round play. Harlan in Class 3A also a winner last night. Cyclones beating Winterset 9-5, and that sends Harlan into the Class 3A state tournament, where they will face off against Bishop Heelan Catholic in a first-round matchup. Also in 4A substate final action, it was Waukee defeating Lewis Central 5-1 last night. In Major League Baseball, Jed Jerko homered for the 5th straight game off San Diego pitching, connecting twice with all 3 RBIs in a 3-2 victory that gave the Cardinals a doubleheader sweep last night. Jurco, dealt by the Padres in the offseason for outfielder John Jay, is 13 for 21 against his old team with 6 homers and 10 RBIs. He has 11 homers and 27 knocked in on the year with 40 starts spread across the infield. He started at third base both games of the doubleheader. He has 4 consecutive 3-hit games against San Diego and 4 career multi-homer games with both long balls in Game 2 off Paul Clemens. Carlos Martinez was dominant after a shaky first inning and a nosebleed in the second. As the Cardinals took the opener 4-2, Jurco, Matt Holliday, and Yadier Molina homered in that game. The Cardinals, just 23-28 at home, will go for a 4-game sweep tonight with ace Adam Wainwright facing Andrew Cashner. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati over Atlanta 6-3. The Cubs beat the Mets 6-2. Phillies over the Marlins 4-1. Washington beat the Dodgers 8-1. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 9-5. Tyler Naquin hit 2 of the Indians' 5 homers and had a career-high 6 RBIs, helping the Cleveland Indians rout the AL Central rival Kansas City Royals 11-4 yesterday. Carlos Carrasco allowed only 1 hit in 6 shutout innings, a 1-out double by Chesler Cuthbert in the 4th. He followed that with back-to-back strikeouts. Carrasco walked 2 in the 6th for his only other base runners. Naquin had his first multi-homer game, while Mike Napoli went deep for the 2nd straight day. Jason Kipnis and Carlos Santana also hit long balls. The first 4 homers were off of Ian Kennedy, whose bizarre pitching line included 8 strikeouts and only 1 walk. But it was the 9th straight game Kennedy has served up a homer, and he's allowed 26 of them this season. Kansas City scored all of its runs off reliever Austin Adams in the 8th inning. The division-leading Indians were 4-5 against the hapless Minnesota Twins this season, improved to 26-8 against the rest of the AL Central. They're 8-5 against the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat Detroit 4-1, Houston over Oakland 7-0, Seattle beat the White Sox in 11 innings 6-5, Yankees over Baltimore 5-0, the Angels beat Texas 7-4. In interleague play, Tampa Bay over Colorado 11-3, Toronto beat Arizona 10-4, Boston over San Francisco 11-7. Also in baseball news, Texas Rangers slugger Prince Fielder is facing the prospect of season-ending neck surgery after an MRI revealed a herniated disc just above an area that was repaired 2 years ago. Fielder and outfielder Shin-Soo Chu were placed on the 15-day disabled list by the slumping AL West leaders. Also, the Cubs added bullpen help by acquiring left-handed reliever Mike Montgomery from the Seattle Mariners for first baseman and designated hitter Dan Vogelback. Chicago also obtained right-handed prospect Jordan Pries in the deal, and that sent right-hander Paul Blackburn to Seattle. In racing news, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss 2 more races with concussion-like symptoms, and Jeff Gordon will come out of retirement to drive the number 88 car for at least the next 2 weekends. Hendrick Motorsports made the announcement saying Earnhardt will not compete at this weekend's Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis and the next race at Pocono as he continues to recover from balance issues and nausea. Gordon, a 4-time series champ and the only 5-time winner of the Brickyard 400, will make his season debut at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He's not competed since retiring after last year's season finale and has spent this season primarily as a commentator on Fox Sports NASCAR coverage. And Russia has lost its appeal against the ban on its track and field athletes from competing in the Olympics in Rio. The Court of Arbitration for Sport rejected the appeal by 68 Russian track and field athletes seeking to overturn the ban imposed by the IAAF following allegations of state-sponsored doping and cover-ups. That ruling could influence whether the entire Russian Olympic team is banned from the Games. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.